Welcome to Zichu Daf Sid Mani. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and today we're Zecher Shavuos Daf Tes Vav, the second parak Yedias Hatuma. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah taught that additions to Yerushalayim or the Azars of the Mikdash require the Melech, a Navi, the Urim Tumim, the Sanhedrin of 71 judges, and with two Toda Karbonos and with song. These requirements are derived from the pasuk describing the Mishkan's construction, which concludes Vekentasu, Udoros, and so you shall do for all generations. The Mishkan was constructed under Moshe, who was a Melech and Navi, Aaron the Kohen Gadol, who are the Urim Tumim, and the 70 Zekanim, who constituted Sanhedrin with Moshe. A Brice explains that the two Toda Karbanas of the Mishnah means Balachman v'lo b'saran, their bread and not their meat. This is derived from Nehemiah, where they were Makdish Yerushalayim by carrying Shtei Todos Gadolos, two large Todos. This cannot refer to a large animal species, meaning bulls, because the pasuk would just say parim. It cannot mean large animals because echod amarbe ve'echod amami, whether one gives a lot or a little, his carbon pleases the Kodesh Baruch Hu equally. Ubevad sheyechav nes libo le'aviv shebeshamayim, provided that he focuses his intent towards his father in Shemayim. Rather, it means gadol shebetoda, the large element of the toda, meaning the chametz loaves, which were triple the volume of the matzah loaves. Point number two, Rami Bar Chama said, Eina hazar miskadeshes el b'shiyari mincha. The hazar is only consecrated with remainders from a mincha. His reason is ultimately explained that just as Yerushalayim is sanctified with lachmei toda, which are davar nechol ba, an item which is eaten in it, biyotz memena nifsal, and if it leaves Yerushalayim, it becomes disqualified. So to the azar is sanctified with an item which may be eaten in it and is disqualified by leaving the azar, namely shiari minachos. It is impossible that this requires chametz, similar to being mekadesh Yerushalayim, since even remainders of minchas may not be made chametz. Although the shtei alechem brought on Shavuos is chametz, they cannot be used to be mekadesh the azara. The shtei alechem do not attain their full kedusha until the lambs are shechted on Shavuos and be eaten kiddush b'shas habinyan. We require sanctification at the time of construction, which cannot be done on yantav because ein binyan mikdash dorcha yantav. Construction of the mikdash does not override yantav. They cannot be used to sanctify the next day's construction since they would be disqualified through lina, being left overnight, and no construction of the mikdash can be done at night itself. And point number three, a Mishnah taught that the procedure to be mekadesh additions to the mikdash and Yerushalayim was with shira. A brisa teaches shir shal toda. They sang the song of thanksgiving, meaning mizmor osoda, using harps, lyres, and cymbals, al kol pina v'pina, on every single corner, al kol evan gadol shebishalayim, and on every single great stone in Yerushalayim. They sing Aromim Hashem Kidulisani, I exalt you Hashem, for you have uplifted me, as well as Shir Shal Bagaim, the song of harmful spirits, which some say is called Shir Shal Nagaim, the song of plagues, as Gemara proceeds to explain. The Braisa says that they said the first nine psukim of this chapter, as well as part of Per Gimel. Although the Mishnah implies that the Sanhedrin walks in front of the loaves, the Gemara clarifies based on psukim that they actually follow the loaves. Amoraim disagree if the loaves are carried zo keneged zo, one beside the other, or zo achra zo, one behind the other. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Mishnah taught that additions to Yerushalayim or the Azars of the Mikdash require the Melech, a Navi, the Urim Tumim, the Sanhedrin of 71 judges, and with two Toda Karbanas and with song. These requirements are derived from the pasuk describing the Mishkan's construction, which concludes Vekentasu, Udoros, and so you shall do for all generations. The Mishkan was constructed under Moshe, who was a Melech and Navi, Aaron the Kohen Gadol, who are the Urim Tumim, and the 70 Zekanim, who constituted Sanhedrin with Moshe. A Brice explains that the two Toda Karbanas of the Mishnah means Balachman v'lo b'saran, their bread and not their meat. This is derived from Nehemiah, where they were Makdish Yerushalayim by carrying Shtei Todos Gadolos, two large Todos. This cannot refer to a large animal species, meaning bulls, because the pasuk would just say parim. It cannot mean large animals because echod amarbe ve'echod amami, whether one gives a lot or a little, his carbon pleases the Kodesh Baruch Hu equally. Ubevad sheyechav nes libo le'aviv shebeshamayim, provided that he focuses his intent towards his father in Shemayim. Rather, it means gadol shebetoda, the large element of the toda, meaning the chametz loaves, which were triple the volume of the matzah loaves. Point number two, Rami Bar Chama said, Eina hazar miskadeshes el b'shiyari mincha. The hazar is only consecrated with remainders from a mincha. His reason is ultimately explained that just as Yerushalayim is sanctified with lachmei toda, which are davar nechol ba, an item which is eaten in it, biyotz memena nifsal, and if it leaves Yerushalayim, it becomes disqualified. So to the azar is sanctified with an item which may be eaten in it and is disqualified by leaving the azar, namely shiari minachos. It is impossible that this requires chametz, similar to being mekadesh Yerushalayim, since even remainders of minchas may not be made chametz. Although the shtei alechem brought on Shavuos is chametz, they cannot be used to be mekadesh the azara. The shtei alechem do not attain their full kedusha until the lambs are shechted on Shavuos and be eaten kiddush b'shas habinyan. We require sanctification at the time of construction, which cannot be done on Yantav because ein binyan mikdash dorcha Yantav. Construction of the mikdash does not override Yantav. They cannot be used to sanctify the next day's construction since they would be disqualified through lina, being left overnight, and no construction of the mikdash can be done at night itself. And point number three, a Mishnah taught that the procedure to be mekadesh additions to the mikdash and Yerushalayim was with shira. A brisa teaches shir shal toda, they sang the song of thanksgiving, meaning mizmor osoda, using harps, lyres, and cymbals, al kol pina v'pina, on every single corner, al kol evan gadol shir Yerushalayim, and on every single great stone in Yerushalayim. They sing Aromim Hashem Kidulisani, I exalt you Hashem, for you have uplifted me, as well as Shir Shal Bagaim, the song of harmful spirits, which some say is called Shir Shal Nagaim, the song of plagues, as Gemara proceeds to explain. The Braisa says that they said the first 9 psukim of this chapter, as well as part of Per Gimel. Although the Mishnah implies that the Sanhedrin walks in front of the loaves, the Gemara clarifies based on psukim that they actually follow the loaves. Amoraim disagree if the loaves are carried zo keneged zo, one beside the other, or zo achra zo, one behind the other. All right, so now we go to Siman Dav Tezvav, and our standard Siman is a fruit bowl, because Tezvav reminds us of Tu B'Shvat, which reminds us of fruit, and we use a fruit bowl to make the Siman more distinct. So here goes. As Lachmei Toda and large fruit bowls were being paraded around as part of the procedure to expand the borders of Yerushalayim, Shiari Minchas and large fruit bowls were being paraded around to expand the Azara, as musicians sang and played the instruments that were variations of fruit bowls. Once again, slow motion. As Lachmei Toda and large fruit bowls, that must be one Dav Tezvav. As Lachmei Toda and large fruit bowls were being paraded around as part of the procedure to expand the borders of Yerushalayim, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that additions to Yerushalayim of the Azaras of the Mikdash required the Melech, a Navi, the Orim Utumim, the Sanhedrin of 71 judges, and with 2 Toda Karbanas and with song. These requirements are derived from the Pasuk describing the Mishkan's construction, which concludes Vehentasu, with Doros, and so shall you do for all generations. Abrais explains that the 2 Toda Karbanas of the Mishnah means Belachman v'lo Besaron, their bread and not their meat. So as Lachmei Toda and large fruit bowls were being paraded around as part of the procedure to expand the borders of Yerushalayim, Shiari Minchas and large fruit bowls were being paraded around to expand the Azar, which reminds us, Rami Bar Chama said, Ein Azar Miskadeshes El B'Shiari Mincha. The Azar is only consecrated with remainders from a Mincha. His reason is ultimately explained that just as Yerushalayim is sanctified with Lachmei Toda, which are Davar Nechoba, an item which is eaten in it, the Yotz Mimena Nipsal, and if it leaves Yerushalayim, it becomes disqualified, so too the Azar is sanctified with an item which may be eaten in it and is disqualified by leaving the Azar, namely Shiari Minchas. So as Lachmei Toda and large fruit bowls were being paraded around as part of the procedure to expand the borders of Yerushalayim, Shiari Minchas and large fruit bowls were being paraded around to expand the Azara, as musicians sang and played instruments that were variations of fruit bowls, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that the procedure to be Mekadesh additions to the Mikdash and Yerushalayim was with Shira. A brisa teaches Shir Shal Toda. They sang the song of thanksgiving, meaning Mizmor Lasoda, using harps, lyres, and cymbals, al kol pina upina, on every single corner, al kol evan gadol shibu Yerushalayim, and on every single great stone in Yerushalayim. They sing Aromimcha Hashem Kidulisani, I exalt you Hashem, for you have uplifted me, as well as the Shir Shal Pagaim, the song of harmful spirits, which some say is called the Shir Shal Nagaim, the song of plagues. So once again, as Lachmei Toda and large fruit bowls were being paraded around as part of the procedure to expand the borders of Yerushalayim, Shiari Minchas and large fruit bowls were being paraded around to expand the Azara, as musicians sang and played instruments that were variations of fruit bowls. All right, so now it's time for Four Balabach Hazara. Daf Yud Alf. So the Siman Daf Yud Alf is stars like the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The Kohen standing under star-shaped Tzeitzel Kochavim clock. Star-shaped Tzeitzel Kochavim? That must be on Daf Yud Alf. Stars. The Kohen standing under star-shaped Tzeitzel Kochavim clock, who's dismayed when Atul Yom disqualified his Kedushas Guf Katoris before the stars came out, which reminds us, Rubber brings a brisa that teaches that Katoris becomes disqualified through being touched by Atul Yom, someone who immersed in a mikveh and becomes completely tahor at nightfall. If Katoris only had Kedushas Damim, Atul Yom would not disqualify it, as proven by a Mishnah which states that Minchas can be disqualified by Atul Yom after they receive Kedusha from a Kli, meaning Kedusha Zaguf. This proves that Katoris has Kedusha Zaguf. So the Kohen standing under a star-shaped Tzeitzel Kochavim clock was dismayed when a Tvul Yom disqualified his Kedusha Zaguf Kataris before the stars came out, asked the rabbi in the heart-shaped basin to see if Leib basin Masna Elan, which reminds us, having proven from Kataris that communal sacrificial items can be redeemed, like Rabbi Yochanan said regarding extra Tamidin, the Gemara wonders how, Viki Kedusha Shebehen Leichan Halcha, where has their sanctity gone? Rabbi explained, Leib basin Masna Elan, the mind of basin stipulates about them to make their Kedusha conditional to circumstances. If they're needed for communal sacrifices, their Kedusha is Kedusha Zaguf, but if not, they'll only have Kedusha's Damim to be sold. So the Kohen standing under his star-shaped Tzeitzel Kochavim clock, who's dismayed when a Tvul Yom disqualified his Kedusha Zaguf Kataris before the stars came out, asked the rabbi in the heart-shaped basin to see if Leib basin Masna Elan, who had just told the Kohen Gadol that basin does not stipulate for Las Karbanas, since that is a rare occurrence, which reminds us, Abai challenged Rabbah's principle that Leib basin Masna Elan from a brisa. If the bull and goat from Yom Kippur were lost, and others were brought in their place, and they were subsequently found, Yudah holds the original animals are left to die. Rav and Rabbi Shimon hold they are left to pasture, and after developing a mum, they are redeemed, and the proceeds are used for communal nedavos. According to Rabbah, they should be redeemed without a mum, since they are not needed. The Gemara answers, Shani Avudin de lo Shchichi. Las Karbanas are different because they are uncommon, and Basin does not make stipulations for unusual occurrences. Daf Yud Beis. So the Siman Daf Yud Beis is 12 brothers. So here goes. Well, 6 of the 12 Kohen brothers, 6 of 12 brothers, that must be on Daf Yud Beis. While 6 of the 12 Kohen brothers were busy offering the extra Tamidin, as Kaitzim is Beyach, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon does not hold that Leib Basin Masna Elan, the mind of Basin, stipulates about communal kachim to make their Kedusha conditional if they're needed. Therefore, he holds the yearly extra Tamidin cannot be redeemed without a mum. Rabbi Yochanan explains, according to Rabbi Shimon, how these Tamidin are used. Mekitzim Behenes Mizbeach. We use them as desserts on the Mizbeach, meaning they're offered as voluntary communal olos when the Mizbeach would otherwise be idle. So while 6 of the 12 Kohen brothers were busy offering the extra Tamidin as Kaitz HaMizbeach, and 4 were busy redeeming the found Seir Rosh Chodesh and purchasing a goat for Kaitz HaMizbeach with the proceeds because of a Gazera, which reminds Rabbi Shimon agrees that the Seir Chatas cannot be used for Kaitz HaMizbeach. The Gemara explains that this is a Derabanan. Fundamentally, even a communal Chatas which cannot be used for its purpose changes into a voluntary ola and a sacrifice as an ola. However, since it was initially a chatas and would now be brought as an ola, we say gezer lacha kapara atlifnei kapara. There's a decree against sacrificing it after atonement via substitute because of the possibility someone may come to sacrifice it as an ola before atonement via substitute when it still must be brought as a chatas. Because of the possible confusion, they decreed not to sacrifice this animal at all, and instead to redeem it with a mum and purchase an ola with the proceeds. Several proofs are brought for this gezerah. So, while 6 of the 12 Kohen brothers were busy offering the extra Tamidin as Kaitz HaMizbeach, and 4 were busy redeeming the found Seir Rosh Chodesh and purchasing a goat for Kaitz HaMizbeach with the proceeds because of a Gazera, one brother was dreaming of taking the Seir HaMishtalech out in Yom Kippur to atone for his rebellious brother, who didn't fulfill a mitzvah's Asi and refused to do Teshuvah. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses when an Asi violation would be atoned by the Seir HaMishtalech. Rabbi Zera explains that the Mishnah's case is Ba'omid B'mirdo, with one who stands in his rebellion and refuses to repent, and the Mishnah follows Rabbi's opinion that Yom Kippur atones for nearly all of Haro's, even without Teshuvah. Daf Yud Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Yud Gimel is a bar mitzvah boy. So here goes. The bar mitzvah bacher, that must be around Daf Yud Gimel. The bar mitzvah bacher who waited anxiously for his first Yom Kippur to get a kapara on all his averos, even without doing tshuva, which reminds us, Rebbe said, I'll call a verish b'torah for all transgressions in the Torah. Ben asa tshuva, ben lasa tshuva, whether he repented or did not repent. Yom Kippur imachapi, Yom Kippur atones. He darshans 3 exceptions from a pasuk, ki divar Hashem baza, because he disgraced the word of Hashem, zeh pork ol. This means one who throws off Hashem's yoke by denying his existence, umagal pani b'torah, and one who speaks brazenly about the Torah, that's mitzvah so hefar, and he has violated Hashem's commandment, Zeha Mefer Bris Babasar. This means one who violates the covenant of Bris Mila. So the Bar Mitzvah Bach, who waited anxiously for his first Yom Kippur to get a kapara on all his averos, even without doing tshuva, and ruined it at the last minute by becoming Chayiv Karis by eating right before sunset, which reminds the Gemara discusses Karis for Yom Kippur transgression, according to Rebbe. Rebbe agrees regarding the Karis for transgressions of the day of Yom Kippur itself that they are not atoned without tshuva. The Gemara explains that this is possible in 2 ways, where he ate raw meat and it choked him and he died before Yom Kippur could provide atonement, or where he ate at the last moment of Yom Kippur without enough time to be atoned. So the Bar Mitzvah Bachur waited anxiously for his first Yom Kippur to get a kapara on all his averos, even without doing tshuva, and ruined it at the last minute by becoming chayv karis by eating right before sunset, looked on jealously at his cousin the Bar Mitzvah Kohen, who got a kapara from Vidui on the par, and not from the Sir HaMishtaleach, which reminds more discussed the source of the machlokas whether Kohanim are included in the Sir HaMishtaleach's atonement, or whether the vidui over the par atones for the Kohanim for all other averos, and they are not included in the Sir HaMishtaleach's atonement. Daf Yudal, so the siman Daf Yudal is a yadahin, and we use a juggler for the siman. So here goes. When the head juggler, that must be on Daf Yudal, yad hand. When the head juggler confessed his sin of dropping some balls, before he confessed the sins of his sons, who juggled and also dropped some balls, which reminds the Kohen Rav Yehuda that Kohanim are also atoned through the Sir HaMishtaleach for their other averos, why is the second confession necessary? The Gemara answers, one vidui is for the Kohen Gadol himself, and one is for his household, meaning the other Kohanim. He must confess his own sins before separately confessing theirs because of what Rabbi Shmuel's academy taught. This is how the attribute of justice operates. It's better that an innocent person come and atones for the guilty, rather than the guilty person come and atone for the guilty. So when the head juggler confessed his sin of dropping some balls, before he confessed the sins of his sons who juggled and also dropped some balls, another juggler decided to juggle only four Yediyas Atuma balls, leaving four balls on the side, which reminds us, Rapapa explains that there are actually eight relevant yedios: awareness of tumi before and after eating kachim, or before and after entering the mikdash, awareness of food before kachim, before and after eating it, while tame, and awareness of the mikdash area before and after entering it, while tame. However, our Mishnah only calculates the yedios afterwards, which bring him to a carbon liability. Alternatively, the Mishnah only calculates the yedios beforehand, which are never a factor in all of the Torah, meaning a carbon normally does not require prior awareness. So when the head juggler confessed his sin of dropping some balls, before he confessed the sins of his sons who juggled and also dropped some balls, another juggler decided to juggle only four yedios or tumah balls, leaving four balls on the side, while balancing a piece of a sheretz the size of a lentil on his nose, not knowing that this size is metame, which reminds us, Rapapa asks, Ne'alamu menu hilchos tuma mahu, if laws of tuma were hidden from him, what is the halacha? Is his awareness that he physically touched a sheretz considered initial awareness if he didn't realize that it made him tame? The Gemara clarifies, this does not mean someone did not know if a sheretz or frog is metame, because this is a case of go learn it in a schoolhouse, meaning it's considered known. Rather, the case is where he touched a sheretz the size of a lentil and didn't know that this size is metame. This question remains unresolved. Alright, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do we discuss the source of the machlokas whether Kohanim are included in the Sir HaMishtaleach's atonement, or they get the atonement for all their averos from the vidui on the par? That's on Daf Yud Gimel. Number 2. Which stuff do we discuss what the din is if one did not know the size of a sheretz which conveys tuma? That's on Daf Yedalad. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you learn that the procedure to Mekadosh additions to the Mikdash and Yushalayim was with Shira and musical instruments? That's on Daf Tezvav. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you learn that Kohen Rav Shimon, the extra Tamidim are sacrificed for Kaitzim Yizbeach? That's on Daf Yud Beis. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we learn that according to Rebbe, one would get karas for a Yom Kippur transgression, for example, where one ate at the last moment of Yom Kippur without enough time to be atoned? That's on Daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we learn that additions to the Azaras require Shiari Minchas? That's on Daf Tezvav. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we learn that the Seer Rosh Chodesh are a Chatas Lashem? That's on Daf Tess. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we learn the procedure for adding to Yerushalayim is performed with Lachmei Toda? That's on Daf Tezvav. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we learn that there are actually 8 cases of Yediyas Atuma, but the Mishnah only brings 4? That's on Daf Yedalad. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we have a proof that Ketores has Kedushas Aguf from the fact that Tvul Yom can disqualify it? That's on Daf Yudalov. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.